meeting essentially is to avert what looms like a potential crisis in Madagascar. In keeping with the AU commitment not to recognize non-constitutional means of taking over power, I think they are consistent. And as you recall, attempts that were made to now bring the two ex-presidents and the current president to resolve the terms of engagement for the next elections had failed. And so I think that the decision, basically, in my judgment, from what I know, will basically be to affirm their commitment, both at the regional level and also at the continental level, not to recognize unlawful accession to power.
But Professor Onyeojikwe, the president claimed he was forced to resign. Now he's lobbying SADC to bring about constitutional means. Meanwhile, the new leader, Andy Rajoelina, doesn't want to sign any agreement that would see the return of Ravalomanana even in the country. How would this work in resolving the crisis?
Well, I think the current president has two hurdles to clear, and both of them are very, very tough hurdles to clear. One is that his cohorts and other presidents have refused to accept him and legitimize him. Madagascar has been suspended from the AU. The second factor is that the current president himself needs to change the constitution, given the fact that he has an age threshold, which he doesn't meet. So the both will be quite difficult for him to overcome. And I can understand why the former president feels buoyant, because he has the solid support of SADC, as well as most members of the AU.
Do you think that the buoyant mood that former President Ravalomanana finds himself in now, he will be able to galvanize enough support, not only from SADC but AU, for his return, as he claims he's still the president?
No, I can see him galvanizing support from the AU or other presidents, but he doesn't have that support and legitimacy within the country, because if we must remember that the reason that he was ousted was based on popular anger and support for the president, so that he does not enjoy that legitimacy. So he can enjoy international legitimacy, but he does not have a groundswell of support at home because of bad governance and a lot of actions which were not welcomed by people. So the economy failed. So it does not matter, in my judgment, that he gets the support of his cohorts who are in other countries, but he does not have that support at home.
So in this case, what can SADC do in conjunction with the African Union to bring about some normalcy in Madagascar?
Well, I foresee two scenarios. One is that as long as the AU and the sub-regional organizations, particularly SADC, refuse to recognize the current president, his legitimacy is in doubt. And the second scenario is where, after a while, the populace will have realized they made a big mistake, especially to have a president who does not have international legitimacy, which will make it difficult for him to function.
Now, so what is going to happen is the ordinary Malagasy is going to suffer because some aids are being blocked. Structures in government might not necessarily get the international support. So how would this be translated on the ground for the ordinary Malagasy to benefit?
The problem with these kinds of erratic and unsystematic ways of changing governments is that you polarize the country, and as long as the country is polarized and there's this power tussle going on between two competing camps, and then you have instability, the lack of good governance, then the efforts by these governments will not be geared towards development and improving the lives of people. It will be geared towards trying to maintain themselves in power. The other problem is also that the ousted president himself does not have a lot of support in the country. So it will be quite difficult to impose him on Madagascar. So I see ultimately a compromise where a neutral person would be allowed to take over power in order to now reconcile both camps.